Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. intelligence officials testifying now. Top U.S. intelligence and law enforcement chiefs are testifying now about the growing investigation into Russia's meddling in last year's election and President Donald Trump's attempts to rein in the probe of his aides' possible collusion with Russian officials to help him win the White House. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are all appearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee now. Coates refused to publicly discuss private conversations with the president during the hearing.
I don't think this is the appropriate venue to do this in, given that this is an open hearing and a lot of confidential information relative to intelligence or other matters. I just don't feel it's appropriate for me to do that in this situation.
It's the first of 2 days of high-profile hearings in Washington focused on Trump's efforts to curb the investigation of what he says is a witch hunt aimed at undermining the legitimacy of his upset victory in the November election. On Thursday, former FBI Director James Comey, whom Trump fired last month while he was heading the agency's Russia investigation, is set to testify before the same Senate panel. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter Wednesday that he soon will nominate former federal prosecutor Christopher Wray to replace Comey as director. Comey is expected to be questioned Thursday about Russia's alleged interference in the election. Wray led the Justice Department's criminal division from 2003 to 2005 during the administration of George W. Bush. This is VOA News.